college students are moving back to campus and gearing up for another school year. At the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, students have the option of attending a free cultural immersion day trip. The first one is this Sunday at the Hmong Labor Day Festival in Green Bay. Milo Lee is the Interim Diversity Director for the American Intercultural Center at UW-Green Bay, and she joins us now to talk about these cultural immersion day trips. Mai, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Nyezhong. It's an honor to be here.
Well, this is the first time, it sounds like, that UW-Green Bay is doing these cultural immersion day trips. What made the university decide to create them, to start this up?
We're really excited to offer our UW-Green Bay students these cultural immersion day trips. It really came from actually our students expressing that they just wanted more immersion with what was domestically available for them instead of going into international countries.
And so when we talk about what's available in terms of immersion, what kinds of things were you looking at when you decided to put this schedule together of different trips?
Well, we are really lucky that in the state of Wisconsin, it literally is in our backyard. So what we were looking for was just availability with dates. Our students moved back on campus on Tuesday, September 5th, and so we didn't want to overwhelm them and compete with their academics. So we looked for what was being available within the first 3 weeks of campus or the first day of school, and then also what was within our backyard within the city of Green Bay.
And as we mentioned, this Sunday is the Hmong Labor Day Festival. What else is on the docket?
Yeah, after the Hmong Labor Day Festival, we have the Latino Fest celebration in the city of Appleton, which is about a 35-minute bus ride from our campus. And then on Sunday, September 10th, we'll be taking a large group of students to Indian Summer Festival in Milwaukee on the Summer Grounds Fest.
And what do you think the students were looking for in a little more depth when they were looking for cultural immersion?
Well, I think one of the first things is, particularly if you don't identify with these hyphenated American or groups, it's safety in numbers. And then also it being a little bit more organized. With the Hmong Labor Day Festival, there's going to be professionals there and also our American students who identify as Hmong themselves to kind of have a liaison within that culture to be able to explain cultural activities, ethnic experiences, and the traditional foods that students may be trying.
Is there a large interest so far? Do you have big enrollment for these trips?
Well, on any campus, anything free always has large interest. Because this is our first time that we're putting all three at the same time, we believe that our Sunday one is going to be very large attended because school is not in session yet. Saturday, September 9th, we are competing also with a free concert at Lambeau Field. So we're going to, hopefully those numbers will be high. But it looks like the Indian Summer Festival seems to be very highly or students to be really interested in that. I think it could be because a lot of it is in the Milwaukee's famous Summer Ground Festival grounds.
And like you said, when we think about cultural immersion, a lot of times it seems like that means international travel, getting on an airplane, going somewhere, living somewhere for a while. Do you feel as though these trips, which take place for a day, they do have a lot to offer in terms of exploring ideas about diversity and culture?
Yeah, one of the first things that we always demystify with our students is that culture, everyone has it, and that it is in your backyard, that it is in your classroom. So that's one of the first things that our department, the American Intercultural Center, educates on and really promotes. But then also is to create that bridge. These are just one-day festivals, but once you feel comfortable, once you learn, you will find out that there's year-long celebrations and there's year-long opportunities to immerse yourself within the Hmong community, within the Latino community, and then within the indigenous communities.
And will there be any kind of follow-up to keep that exploration going once the day festival is over?
Yeah, I was just going to say, on our campus, we always have semester-long opportunities available for students. One of the highlighted opportunities that we have is our cultural conversations, where it's facilitated with faculty, staff, and students, but it's an opportunity for our UW-Green Bay students to come and have casual, informal conversation on a variety of diversity and inclusion topics.
We're talking with Milo Lee right now from UW-Green Bay, talking about the university's first ever cultural immersion day trips for students. And Mai, what is the goal for students? What are you hoping they come away with after maybe going to one or two or three of these day trips?
Well, one of the first goals or the objectives for this trip is, A, to have our students recognize that culture is all around them. So that's one of the first ones. And then also to know that culture is also very domestic, that there's a lot of Americans who identify with different subcultures and very different race and ethnicity cultures. So that's one of the first objectives. But then also it really is to let our students know in the state of Wisconsin is that there is so many great opportunities to learn and to immerse themselves to be better civic engaged individuals.
And so far, this is a session of three trips. It sounds like there's high enrollment for several of them. Do you think you want to expand this in the future and open more doors, for dialogue and other opportunities to travel?
I think the opportunity is always there. This is one of our bridge opportunities for them to then spring into our spring break trip where we take them to South Dakota and have them get immersed within the indigenous communities there. But then also to then see what it looks like with multicultural domestically. And then when they do their study abroad programs or if they choose to travel internationally, to be able to do a compare and contrast of this is what my country has to offer and this is what a different country has.
Are you planning for any moments afterwards where there might be questions that students have, or maybe there could be issues that come up, emotions that come up? Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes when we open these kinds of possibilities, there can be difficult moments too, as well as growing moments.
Yeah, well, that is something that our campus is always prepared for. So as students become enlightened, it does challenge their concept of what culture is. A lot of our students, particularly first-year students, they get a lot of surface culture, so they see a lot of food and dress and music, but they might be immersing themselves into a little bit more deeper culture of learning about unspoken rules. They're a little bit more highly emotionally invested, and there's a lot of intense emotions as they learn about different concepts of self and the definition of different attitudes, problem solving, and just family in itself and kinship. So after each trip, there are resources that are given to students, and then also particularly different classes that will allow them to explore either what cultural immersion is or the different race and ethnicities that's available for them to take on campus.
Do you have any plans to work with other campuses and try to expand this?
You know, I think as a UW school, I think we have that responsibility to always be fiscally responsible with our money. UW Oshkosh is very close to us, so we are trying to collaborate to see if this is an opportunity for that. And also because we have Norbert College as a private school, to see if there's maybe a religious immersion day trip. And then so that is something that we're planning for in spring is our religious immersion day trips, to take different students to different faiths and to immerse themselves in that.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So when you take students to explore a different faith, do you do a little bit of legwork ahead of time and connect with the place you're going so that they can be prepared and there can be some kind of dialogue?
There is. I was just going to say we're working on the legwork right now to take students to a Sikh temple that's close to our campus and then to also take them to different synagogues and other religious affiliations. So there is a lot of legwork, particularly because we want the immersion to be very intentional. So there is a lot of preparation, and we do ask ourselves when students volunteer themselves to immerse themselves, we want to make sure that there is good takeaways and that whatever they choose to major in, that they become a more culturally diverse individual with who they are serving or what they're doing.
And do you have any thoughts for people who are listening now who aren't students who might want to explore this same kind of opportunity here in the state of Wisconsin? How would you encourage them to do that based on what you've learned so far?
I think with the different regions that I've lived in the state of Wisconsin, there's always been, it seems like, a nonprofit multicultural organization that seems to be the leader in a lot of these events. So within the city of Appleton, I know there's Celebrate Diversity Fact Cities that takes the lead on that. Within the Green Bay area, there's the Multicultural Club that is a nonprofit that takes a lot of the promoting for that. I would say that it's all around, it's very intentional. And I think you just have to be very conscious of what you want to immerse yourself in and understand that you will be learning something new and that you have to be open to all these different cultural activities.
Well, Maya, I hope this Sunday is a wonderful experience for you. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Milo Lee, Interim Diversity Director for the American Intercultural Center at UW-Green Bay, joining us to talk about the university's first ever cultural immersion day trips. You can find out more about that over on the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up after the news, we'll look at the growing number of shows and movies with girls starring as heroes. I'm Veronica Rickert, and this is Central Time.